Hi, this is Pastor Wayne Anthony Lewis from the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. Today I would like to spend some time in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1. Some verses that I believe are relevant for the times that we're living in. Something is not right. Something is wrong. This is what the Word of God says. This is, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their own pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they furnish words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Verse 4 and the last, listen. For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Well, let me continue. And spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them as an example unto those who after should live ungodly. But delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. I come to you with my heart heavy because I'm seeing that something is wrong. Like, when did we think that we can come to God and not change? So I can come to God and not want to be cleansed and not want to be free from the sins that so easily ensnares us. I've been noticing that there is a pattern in the world now, where the church is concerned, that it's okay to mingle the secular with the sacred. Now, I'm going to self-edit myself now because I don't know who's listening to this. I don't know if you are a born-again believer, meaning that you have asked Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Lord and personal Savior. And you believe that he is the Son of God. You believe that he's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. You've asked him to come into your life and to forgive you of your sins. And you accepted him as your Lord and personal Savior. Or you're just someone who's kind of curious to say, hey, you know what? What is this preacher talking about now? What's his point? Because I don't know who you are, I want to just speak very plain, very clearly of what is going on. As a church, we are supposed to be separated from this world because the Bible tells us that this world is the Titanic. It is going down. That the only thing that will be saved in this world are those people who recognize that they're sinners and they need a Savior, which is Jesus Christ. But for some reason, we have been more concerned, I'm speaking as a church in general, with being cool and being accepted by this world, that we are now seeing those who have a different religious view, those who are not afraid to say, I believe that the Bible is not the Word of God, or who teaches things that are contrary to the word of God, but yet we still want to partner with them. As if our God is not able. As if God is not strong enough. Or if we don't have their endorsement, it doesn't make the movement successful. Something is wrong. And what concerns me is when I see the so-called leaders of the church. I'm speaking about men and women who God has allowed to obtain a level of success, articulate people, sometimes very educated, influential people, people that when there's a crisis in a city, when there's a crisis in the neighborhood, they're the ones who the media go to. They're the ones who know how to organize and how to get people together. These same leaders, some of them, have now fully given themselves to the world. Never in my life would I personally think that I would see the church being so weak and so soft, because what we're trying to do is to gain a sense of credibility, trying to gain a sense of popularity. So we're not as bad as people think, because I know when we speak about topics like homosexuality, you know, the Bible says this, or when we believe that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, we believe that he was 100% human and 100% God, we call it the hypostatic union, it's kind of awkward. Remember growing up, there was a saying that people would say, there is three things we don't talk about in public. We don't talk about money, we don't talk about politics, and we don't talk about religion. Well, I'm here to speak about what the Bible has to say. The first thing it says in 2 Peter, and this is a key epistle for today. It says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. There are those that are among us that although they look like us and they can quote scripture, they can say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, they are false. They're not serving the God of the Bible. They're serving the God of their bellies. They're serving the God of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And you will know them, or they'll be easily identifiable once you know what to look for. First of all, and I started my conversation by saying, there's no way the church is supposed to join forces with the world, especially those in the world who have not change their stance. I'm speaking about politicians. I'm speaking about organizers. I'm speaking about rappers and spiritual leaders and activists and even some pastors who claim that our God, the God of the Bible, is not the God, that there is another way. These are the people that are the enemies to the gospel. These are the people that we have to be aware of, because the Bible says that they will bring in damnable heresies. And this is how it works. When a leader of a church stretches forth an olive branch for someone in the world, and now brings that leader into his church, or bring that leader into her church, or brings that leader into a platform, that leader gives that person who's of the world credibility. It says that their message is relevant. Their message is valuable. They're not bad. Now you got to hear what I'm saying. I'm speaking from the perspective of scripture. I'm not speaking that, well, this person is a sinner, We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I understand that. I'm speaking about when you give the impression that what they are doing is valuable. Because who suffers from that? Are those that are not trained in the Word. Those who don't spend time in the Word. They're the ones who end up getting hurt. Something is wrong, church. Something is wrong when we know more about the Jay-Z's and the Beyoncé's, when we know more about what's happening on the CNN, and we know what we know about the 70s and the 80s and the 60s, more so than the present day, what's happening in the Word of God. Something is wrong when our eyes are blind, when we can't recognize who these false teachers are and false prophets are, because they're among us. And it concerns me. Grieves me as a father and as a husband. It grieves me as a pastor. Because, man, it's sad when I see the world in the church. When I see what we're becoming, no longer are we powerful. No longer do we walk by faith and not by sight. That's not the cue. And that's not the thing that we can hang our hats on. It's like, you know, this is what I look like, and this is what I sound like. We are more interested in preaching become verbal gymnastics than communicating the Word of God. What was Moses' issue when God gave him the charge? He says, I am not articulate, and I've never been articulate. He was saying, God, I'm not good enough. He wasn't saying, God, I can't entertain the people. He said, I'm understanding the magnitude of the message that you want me to give to the elders of Israel and to Pharaoh. And I don't think I'm able to do that. But God had to show him that although Moses, it was you that I'm going to be using, it's me. And there's the problem. Something is wrong because God is becoming less and less and less. It's becoming our ability to mobilize and our ability to connect with other worldly leaders. It's something is wrong. And I'm telling you as a pastor, as a father, as a husband, as someone who loves God with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my strength, I'm stepping up. I'm going to let you know that I'm going to speak out against it. And I'm going to warn as many as I can. And I'm going to name names. And I'm going to show you in the Word how dangerous it is. It's very dangerous when we stop preaching the Word of God. When we stop communicating that He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. That's the Old Testament. He's also the God of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the New Testament. He's the God of all flesh. And He's coming back. He's coming back for His church. We have to preach the Word. We have to live right. We can't allow the world to entertain us. It's a trap. We can't let down our guards. We have to trust Him. Please hear me. My time is running out. So let me share this once again. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken. It is my prayer that as you hear these words, that the Holy Spirit will not only convince you, but would convict you, and that your eyes would be open to the false teachers and the false prophets that are among us, and that you would know God for yourself. It is my prayer that your eyes would be forever open. and your hearts will be forever changed. God bless you. Bye for now.